All right, it is 7:52. We're at 37 degrees, and we have from Avira St. Anthony's Hospital, Dr. Matt Winklebauer, and also Sue Pongratz. Good morning, you guys. How are we doing?
Good morning, Scott.
Great. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We got the election, well, somewhat over with. still waiting, but COVID-19 is definitely still in the news, and I know it's we're kind of been kind of a hot spot here in Nebraska lately, so we're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19 and maybe some things that are going on at Avira St. Anthony's Hospital, and also some ways we can be safe. And Sue, how are things going with the battle with COVID-19?
Well, as many of us are aware, we're seeing exponential growth in the number of COVID cases. The number of hospitalizations in Nebraska have increased from 227 on October 1st to 584 on October 30th, which is an increase of 157%.
Not good.
No. The peak number of hospitalizations this spring when this started in Nebraska was 232. Avira is currently predicting that the number of hospitalizations will at least double again over the next month.
All right. So what are we seeing locally here at our hospitals and clinics?
Well, Scott, we've had a significant increase in the number of confirmed cases over the past several weeks. On the clinic side, we continue to schedule patients, trying our best to keep wellness and sick patients separated. At the hospital, we've recently created a COVID unit consisting of 5 rooms where patients can be isolated from the rest of the hospitalized patients while they're hospitalized. We consistently, unfortunately, have multiple patients hospitalized with COVID every day.
Yeah, not good.
No, it's not. As the number of hospitalized patients with COVID continues to increase throughout the region, we've had more difficulty transferring patients to larger facilities for both COVID and other medical problems. Monday evening, UNMC, CHI in Omaha, and Methodist Hospital all announced that they were going to start canceling elective surgeries again due to the surge that we're seeing. And I also think I've heard that they're starting to do that in Lincoln as well. Just as an example, a couple of weeks ago, I was actually trying to transfer a patient. It was not COVID-related, and I was unable to find a bed in the whole city of Omaha or Sioux Falls.
Oh, wow.
After multiple phone calls, we were finally able to find a bed in Lincoln, but they said we were getting one of their last beds available. Our fear is that if we continue to see this surge in cases, we won't be able to transfer the critical patients to larger facilities for COVID or any other serious medical conditions due to the hospitals being completely overwhelmed, kind of like what we saw in New York this spring.
Right, yeah. So it's not good. And I know we hear daily messages of put your mask on and stuff. But, Sue, what are some things that we can do to help stop the spread of COVID? And obviously, masks are the first one probably that comes to mind.
Yes. Hand hygiene and limited social gatherings will help slow the COVID spread. But the most effective thing is masking. We are aware that this is not a popular thing and there's a lot of resistance to it, but it is extremely effective.
You know, Scott, Sue and I come face-to-face with patients with COVID every single day now, unfortunately. And sometimes we're with them for an extended amount of time. Thankfully, we have not contracted COVID yet, even though we are frequently exposed to it. This is simply due to the fact that we are always masked and require patients to mask when they enter the hospital or the clinic. If we look back, another example of the effectiveness of masking is the Red Cross blood drive that happened in the area this spring.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody recalls that, one of the nurses at the blood drive unknowingly had COVID but was wearing her mask, and amazingly, none of the 200-plus people that she came into contact with contracted it.
Yeah, so the masks are very important.
The vast majority of patients that we've diagnosed with COVID in hindsight can attribute their infection to unmasked interactions with others who did not realize that they had COVID at the time.
You know, we are frequently asked by local business owners and patients, what can they do to help us in this battle? And the answer from us is always the same, please mask. We encourage all of our local businesses to band together and start requiring masking in the stores, as well as in our churches and other places where people congregate. If you are notified by the health department that you have had a positive exposure, please follow the quarantine guideline that they give you. Stay home the amount of time that you're supposed to. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to call your physician. We're always, we get numerous phone calls on it. We're willing to help walk you through it.
And yeah, like we said, we're just trying to, I know we're kind of trying to wrap up fall sports, which looks like we're maybe going to get wrapped up. And at the beginning of the season, wasn't for sure if that was even going to happen. A lot of our schools are still able to stay in session, which the kids need that interaction with their friends and their teachers.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And we just need to, like we said, we know it's kind of a pain, but the masks are really, really super important right now, aren't they?
Yep, they are. And you touched on it, Scott. The last thing any of us want to do is go back into lockdown like we did this spring. Unfortunately, we're starting to see this in Europe as they haven't been able to reduce their surge. And this could certainly be in our future as well if our hospitals completely get overwhelmed. I think we'd all agree it's much easier to wear a mask than go back to that scenario. You know, as we look back, the great thing about Nebraska in this area is the overwhelming support we have for each other in times of adversity. Looking back, it was amazing to see everyone come together and help those affected by the floods in the spring of 19. There's no doubt in our mind that we can all come together during these trying times and do the right thing to ensure each other's safety and good health.
You bet. And a good question to ask maybe is, what's the best face mask that you found? I'm sure you guys have tried them all on, and I see you're wearing the N95. Is that those N95 masks you have on right now?
This is just a regular surgical mask.
Yes. Yep. And that's, you know, I've picked up a couple of those when I went to some different places and accidentally forgot mine, and I've been wearing a cloth one, but my glasses fog up, and I kind of like the paper mask because you can bend those around your nose and keep your glasses from fogging. But basically, cloth or the surgical mask, get a mask on.
Something is better than nothing.
A mask is better than no mask.
Right.
Yep.
So, and like we said, there's plenty of options now at about any store you go to anywhere. So find one that you like and everybody be safe. Anything else before we let you guys go?
I would just like to throw in there, if you see a nurse, please thank them.
Yeah.
They've been putting a lot of extra hours, taking care of patients, taking extra phone calls regarding COVID, et cetera. So just let them know that you appreciate all their efforts.
All right. Doc, we thank you and Sue for coming in this morning. And
thank you, Scott.
Everybody, put your mask on and be safe.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thank you. Dr. Matt Winklebauer and Sue Pongratz from Avira St. Anthony's. This is KBRX O'Neill. It's 8 o'clock.